Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the NWFA show in Nashville, and I'm with Tommy Maxwell, who's the owner of Maxwell Hardwood Flooring in Arkansas. Tommy, how you doing?
Doing great today. Thank you very much.
Good to be with you. You have one of the big news items at the show this year, and it's this new Education Foundation Scholarship. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Just for a little background, Tommy, tell us a little bit about Maxwell.
We've been in business since 1992. We're working on our 22nd, 23rd year. I've been in the industry 39 years, working with Bruce and Sykes and Anderson and several of the larger companies, and I founded my own company in 1992, and very happy to be part of this industry and part of this association. We have approximately 210 employees in all three of our operations.
And you manufacture both engineered and solid hardwood flooring?
Yes, sir. We manufacture three-quarter inch solid hardwood flooring in a variety of species and a variety of widths and lengths. And about 3 years ago, we started manufacturing engineered hardwood flooring as well, all unfinished for custom sanding and finishing.
Okay. So you supply most of the builder market then, don't you?
Yes, sir. It's a lot of builder market. There is some rehab, remodel market goes in unfinished, but a lot of it's builder-driven market.
And all of your manufacturing is done in Arkansas?
Yes, sir. All of our manufacturing is done in Arkansas. We do have one Northern Hardwood Products, Northern Maple, that's manufactured on an OEM basis for us, and we bring that to Arkansas and redistribute it through our distribution systems. Other than that, we manufacture entirely every product we deal with.
All right, so this morning you stood before the 2,000 or 3,000 people that are here at the general session, and you introduced something I think is pretty dynamic for this organization. I failed to mention you're also on the board of the NWFA, launching this year an education foundation to pay for the training of the craftsmen that put these flooring products in, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I was touched about a year ago when my good friend, Mr. Bob Haggard with Hassel & Hughes Lumber Company in Tennessee, who is also a competitor but a very good friend of mine and an associate in this industry and a great person, great individual with a positive attitude every day. And he passed away, and I told some of the members of the board, I said, we need to do something special to honor Bob. And then the more we got to talking about it, the more people we talked to, we looked back and looked at Virgil Hendricks and Chester Durr and Gary Reynolds just recently, and some of the leaders, many of the leaders, most of these people we nominated today were original board members of the NWFA, founding NWFA in 1985, Harold Reed among them. So we all thought, you know, we need to honor a lot of people. And so we restructured our scholarship program to provide for a legacy scholarship level, which is a minimum $5,000 level, thinking that if someone is worthy and contributed substantially to the industry, certainly $5,000 could be raised to memorialize their name. And this money will be going to interest-bearing funds and earnings and so forth, which is the only thing that will be used to fund scholarships for people who want to learn how to install, maybe various other scholarships on how to market hardwood flooring. There'll be a number of programs we'll run, and there'll be a industry committee made up of the NWFA that will supervise the handling of these funds. This industry legacy scholarship program is something just to break the ice and get the ball rolling to recognize those who have made significant contributions to our industry. The way the legacy program works, once you minimally qualify an individual for admittance or nomination and admittance to the legacy scholarship program by the meeting the requirements, number one, be accepted by the committee, number two, number three, contributing the $5,000. After that, any level of contribution can be made to that fund in that person's name or any of the members on there. You can $100 or more to continue to grow that fund. So we look for several hundred thousand dollars in the next few years here.
This morning, Michael Martin, who's the head of the NWFA, said that the two biggest challenges facing this organization is, one, getting the supply of hardwood, and number two is having trained people that can put it in. And this is going to help fix that problem, right?
Yeah, that is correct. The NWFA trains a lot of people. And sometimes, when the economy was bad, the guys said they couldn't afford to come pay the fees to be trained. And now the economy's good, some of them can't come because they're so busy, but this money will help develop those programs and make them more accessible to a lot more people.
Mm-hmm. And it's pretty neat that you named it after this guy that recently died that's been very involved in the business.
Yes, Bob Haggard was president of NAFMA at the time we merged NAFMA with the NWFA. He was a great person, a great personality, great guy, loved the industry, loved life, loved people, friends, and you just couldn't have found a better person. And then as we got to looking over the group, I mean, that group this morning is established in the hardwood flooring industry over the last 35, 40 years that there is, has ever been. And so we want to memorialize them now and try to make sure some of these younger folks know what they stood for and what they were about, and they can take lessons from what they did and how successful they were. They met the payrolls on Friday. They held their employee's hand, you know, patted them on the back. They did the things it took to be successful in a very small industry that was about to die in the 50s and 60s, and a lot of these guys helped keep it alive.
All right, great, Tommy. I appreciate it. Again, been talking to Tommy Maxwell, who's the owner of Maxwell Hardwood Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.